been and populate. But there are monarchies, the kings are very responsible. Therefore, the kings were known as Rajarshi. Rajarshi, Raja, Rishi.
Rajarshi.
This is compound word. Other kings,
supervising
the administration of the state, still his character was just like a Rishi, a sensitive person, great sage. That was the qualification of the king. Therefore, also Vedic civilization, even after Maharaj Parikshit, the government was monarchy. At the present moment, practically all monarchical state is abolished. Even there is some monarchy. Formality.
Just like in England, the queen is a formal.
Actually, the queen has no power. People have taken away the power. Here also there is the
queen power.
Actually, they are the owner of the state. Jaipur state is a very old state. At least 500 years old, this state. This is the kingdom of Maharaj Man Singh, former Man Singh, who was commander-in-chief of Emperor Arwarsha. But now they have no power. The people have taken away the power. But according to Vedic civilization, this people's government is not sanctioned. Democracy is not sanctioned. But in the Kali Yuga, nobody will be a standard king. Anybody by hook and crook, if he captures the royal throne, that he becomes king. That is predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Formally, only the Kshatriyas were the king. But at the present moment, because the institution of Varnasrama Dharma is topsy-turvy, practically no more existing, everyone in this age is calculated to be Shudra. So therefore there is struggle, who will capture the power. We see practically in political field, the people are interested for capturing the power, but they are not interested in the formality. So they put their manifesto before the election, that we can serve you in this and that. But because they are simply busy to keep their position in the political power. Just like recently, there was fight between two political parties and represented by two big men, Vishwanath Das and Hare Krishna Mahatat. Both of them, learned men, lawyers, but they're fighting like cats and dogs. So, formally, therefore, there was no such thing as democracy. The king, there must be one king responsible. But he was guided by the ministers and learned Brahmins, sages. There was a body to guide him, to train him. Therefore, the monarchical government was perfect. Now, here is a story of Ben Maharaj. His father was very, as it is usual, very nice king. But his son, this Bena, born of a bad mother, he was not good. He was killing unnecessarily animals, even men. Because he was prince, so he would play with his friends, and if there is any fault on the part of his friends, he would at once kill. And because he was prince, son of the king, nobody could take any step. So the king was very much perturbed within his mind how to train this boy to become future king. But he was not successful. He was not successful. Therefore, being too much depressed and disgusted, he left home. He left home, let the things take place as it is. So, Vigyayani Vidya Gatana Pratim Praja Purohita Amatta Suhit Ganadaya Vichikku Rubhya Matisuko Katala Jatha Niguram Purusham Kuyogi. So, Purahita, it appears, Purahita means the priestly order. In Europe also, the same Vedic civilization was everywhere. In the Middle Age, the priestly class used to control the king, was it not? And King John, that he protested against the priestly order, and he inaugurated the Protestant Christianity from England.
Henry, yes.
So, he revolted, not being controlled. Revolted against being controlled by the priestly order. Here also we see, Purahita Amatta Suhit Ganana. When the king left, then the priestly order, Purahita means priestly order, Amatta means ministers, and Suhit Ganana, Suhit means those who are willing, welfare of the state, they become very much agree that the king has left. Alakhayanta padaving prajapate atudyamapratupa sittati purim rishin samitya navimanda sasrava Navi Dayan Kaurava Bhakti Viplava. So they were afraid of some political convention. So although the son was worthless, so they decided that let us make him king, otherwise without king how the state can go on. So, विज्ञादयस्ति मुनयः लोकानां किमदर्शिनः गुप्तर्जा सतिवैनीनां पश्यतं पशु सामदा बिकॉज देयर इज नो किंग सो पीपल बिकेम ऑलवेज लाइक ऑलमोस्ट लाइक एनिमल्स पशु सामदा पशु मीन्स एनिमल एंड सामदा मीन्स इक्वल So when there is a political less strong political situation, not very strong government, at that time a class of men take advantage, just like in Calcutta, because the government was very lenient. Not very strong, a demonic class of men took advantage of it and they began to create atrocities and fearfulness in Calcutta city. We have seen practically people who were not going out after evening, they are always staying in a fearful state. Nobody knows whether you come back home again when he goes out of home on the street. People are so much disturbed. So, in the absence of strong king, these people take advantage and create disturbance. That is always there. So that happens. So people become pasu-samata. Therefore, the sages they called a meeting of all respectable ministers and saintly persons and brahmins and decided, let us make this boy king. And so he was enthroned. But because he was demonic, he was very strong. So as soon as he became king, all the bad elements of the state, they stopped their nefarious activities. Sutya nipasanam gatam binam uttugrasasanam. They knew that this king is very strong and for any little criminal action, he was struck very severely. So the bad elements, they subsided. Sutta nipasana gatam binu uttap prasasanam niluru dasava sadhya satpatrasya ivakara. Ivakara. Just like on the rats, they understand. Then the snake is there, so though they go inside the ground and they disappear. Sometimes rats, everyone knows, everywhere, as soon as the house is very old, there are many rats. And as soon as there are rats, the serpent will come, the snake will come. So to keep the rats, that is also very dangerous. So one after another, the nature's arrangement is there. So the example is given that Nilillu dasava sadhya sarpatrasthayivakhava sa arurha nipasthana unnandha astabhivutivi avamene mahabhagan In this way, when he became very much powerful, he began to neglect the orders of the great sages, Brahmins, and respectable gentlemen. He became very much upstart. Evam madanda utsiktya nirankusha iva dipa पर्यटन रथमासाय कंपन निवरोध job, he became so strong, that when he was traveling in the state, everyone was trembling. Oh, very strong king. In this way, when he becomes too much powerful, then he began to preach atheism. And that is the way, the rakshasi, the demonic way is that. If a demon becomes powerful, just like nowadays it is going on, somehow or other, if somebody becomes powerful, he doesn't care for the shastric injunction or religion or God. They don't care for it. Just like there are many instances, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, like that. So he also became like that. Then he began to order na jastabhya, na databhyam, na hutabhyam, dijakachit, iti navarayat dharmam, veri ghosena sarvam. By bugle announcement, in your country, I do not know, maybe, it is here in India, still existing. If some public announcement has to be done, one takes a drum or bugle, he stands in one place and bugle or beats the drum. People when gather, they announce something that this will be done. This is the order of the king or the state. Is there any such system?
In a formerly. Town crier.
Trumpeting.
Called a town crier.
Town crier, yes.
He would go around and announce.
Yes, the town crier. So, the town crier began to preach that no more any sacrifice of yoga. Stop all this nonsense. No more Hare Krishna mantra. Yes, they. Just like in Russia, we are afraid of chanting. They would immediately arrest. So this declaration was there, public. Na jasta bhangana, no charity. No more charity. Just like government at the present moment. They are allowing charity still. But most of the portion of the income, they take away by income tax, so that one may not have any power to give in charity. At the present moment, the government does not declare that charity is illegal, but that time is coming very soon. As soon as there will be communist government, our Indira Gandhi is cooperating with the Russian. And as soon as she will be under the control of the Russians, gradually communism will be introduced. People are afraid of this attempt by Indira Gandhi. So anyway, these such things were existing formally also, but they were not very common affair. Sometime, after many, many years, if a bad king would come, and throughout the history, at least in Srimad Bhagavatam, we find this one king only, Ben, who declared the sacrifice, charity, illegal. Na jastabhyam, na databhyam, na hutabhyam, dijakachit, by the Brahmin. Just like the other day, it was published in the paper that this India, spiritual, this is a myth. They are also declaring. Iti navarayat dharmam. So execution of religious principle was forbidden. Navarayat. Bheri ghosena. Bheri means bhigudai, bhigudai, sarvat, everyone. Vinasya avikha munaya durvittasya vichestitam vimishya lokavasanam kripaya ujusma satrina. So, all the great sages and saintly person, Brahmins, they assembled together and began to consider, now what to be done? This Askal king has declared like this, making things hellish, what to do? But this is the problem of Krishna consciousness movement, that people are becoming more and more godless. And one may think that unnecessarily we have taken this responsibility to make them God-conscious, Krishna-conscious. There is no need to make this propaganda all over the world. But actually, saintly persons are concerned, just like the other day I told you, Prahlad Maharaj was concerned, that these rascals for temporary so-called people are engaged unnecessarily to work very hard, day and night. The capitalist, the worker, big factory, iron factory, and so many factories, unnecessary. The Prahlad Maharaj is concerned. He was living, his father was a demon, and the demonic state. So, this is natural. If one saintly person do not be disturbed by people's unhappiness, he is not saintly person. If he simply satisfied that I've got a temple, I'm getting good income, let me eat and sleep. My Guru Maharaj condemned this process. He said that to earn livelihood by showing some temple and collecting money and eat and sleep, better to become a sweeper in the street and earn his livelihood instead of earning livelihood in the so-called spiritual world. So, practically all over the world, a priestly class of men, they have made it a means of earning livelihood, temple or church, taking money from people and enjoy, and then become drunkard, as in your country. 5,000 drunkard priests were consolidated in a hospital for treatment. They're getting money. So there is possibility we are opening temples, public is contributing, but if we become easygoer, now money is coming, let us eat sensuously and eat and sleep, and if possible drink also, but of course we are restricting, but naturally when one man becomes idle birth is a devil workshop. So if we can get just like rich man's son, they become. Everyone has got experience in every country. When he has no difficulty to get money, then what he'll do? He'll simply drink or invent some means of intoxication, naked dance. So they became very much popular. Venasya vakha durvittasya vichishtitam vimishya lokabhyasanam kirpaya uchusmas kirpaya. They are very much compassionate. They cannot see paradukha dukhi. Therefore, Vaishnava is always unhappy by seeing others' unhappiness. They know how they are going to hell. Just like any gentleman will be aggrieved when they pass on the Bawari street, seeing their fallen condition. So any gentleman can become unhappy by seeing such condition of people. What to speak of saintly persons who are supposed to be responsible for spiritual upliftment? What is that?
The monkey. No one is guarding.
Somebody must be there. The monkeys, they are now taking advantage that these people have got some eatable. Therefore, Darwin's theory is from monkey. That's a fact. From the monkey, cow and lion, next birth is human life. Vimishya lokabhasanam kripaya uchusma satsina. They began to discuss how to mitigate the troubles of the people. They began to discuss that aho ubhayata pratam lokasya vyasanam maha. People, they are now disturbed both ways. One way, the king is a rascal, another way is that taking advantage of the bad king, the thieves and rogues, they are also very powerful. So just see how the gentle person became compassionate with the people. That they're both ways. Actually, at the present moment, people are disturbed by unnecessary taxes. At the same time, bad elements. So without proper king, without nice state, everyone is unhappy. And that is going on now and in the Kali Yuga. It will go on, continue, and more people will be unhappy. Arajaka bhayadi sakrita raja adarahana tatupi asid bhayas stu adya katham syat sastidehina. If people are disturbed in this way, both ways, from the state side and from the rogue side, then how they live peacefully? Just like we sometimes say that if the politicians, if the statesmen, they are so irresponsible, fighting among themselves to capture the power, where is the time for them to think of people's welfare? They cannot. It is not possible. The same thing happened there. Tato upi asid bhayastu adya katham syat svasti dehina. Svasti means peacefulness, dehina, of the embodied living entities. Dehina. Ahiriva paya pusha. Pushakasya api anarthabhu vena prakittaiva khala sunita garbhasam. Nirupita prajapala sa jighangsati vai praja. So, vena, here it is mentioned, sunita garbhasam. His mother's name was Sunita. She was also daughter of a very bad king. And she inherited the father's quality, and the son also inherited the mother's quality. This is also true. The son inherits mother's quality, and the daughter inherits father's quality. So, because the grandfather of Ben Maharaj was a bad man, his daughter, means Sunita, the mother of Ben, she became bad, and naturally, her son, Vena, she became bad. The father was very nice, good king, but because the mother was not good, the son became bad. Here is the evidence. Sunita Garbhasam. Sunita, his mother's name was Sunita, because he was born in the womb of Sunita, a bad woman. Therefore, he Nirupita Prajapala Sarjighangshati Bhai Praja. He has been elected as the king to protect the citizens instead of protecting his district. Nirupita Prajapala Sarjighangshati Bhai Praja. Tathapi Shantayam Amo Nashyangsat Patakam Sprishet. Now there is another saintly compassion. Never mind, he has done so much mischievous activities, this king. Still, it is our duty to go to him and give him good advice so that all these disturbances may be stopped and people become happy. Just mark this point that formally the government could not be irresponsible. Because the saintly person, they are always thinking welfare of the people in general. Mark this point. So therefore, a saintly person's duty is to protect the praja, the citizen, in a system so that they may become happy both materially and spiritually. This is one of the duties of the saintly person. Not that let me go to Himalaya and press my nose and I become liberated. This is not saintly person. This is not saintly person. Saintly person means they should be interested with the public welfare. Really. And public welfare means every citizen should be Krishna conscious. And then they will be happy, both material and spiritual. My point is that our Krishna consciousness movement is not selfish movement. It is the most philanthropic movement. But people in the name of philanthropic movement generally, because they are not actually saintly persons, they collect money and leave. It's like we can say frankly that the Ramakrishna Mission, they are collecting money, huge money from your country here also to mitigate the sufferings of the poor people. There is the Narayan Seva. But actually, you see how many poverty-stricken people are there in India. And if you go to the Ramakrishna Mission, you will see all the Swamis, they are living in royal order. This is my God. But Krishna is still full that. But your American people now, they are posting that one Swami, Nikhilanand, he told me personally that the American people now are questioning that you collect money for feeding the poor, but when you go to India, we see so many people lying down on the street. They are questioning. Naturally, there is a question. So, oh, Hare Krishna. So our joyful party is becoming stronger and stronger. So what news from Delhi?